see your face. I see your face. And there is no higher calling, no greater honor than to bow and kneel before your throne. I am amazed at your glory and praise. By your mercy, O Lord, I live to worship you. Hallelujah, come on, y'all. Down at your feet, O Lord, is the most high place. I see your face. I see your face. There is no higher calling, no greater honor than to bow and kneel before your throne.
Hallelujah. We're going to read from Romans the 5th chapter, verses start, and then we're going to jump to verses 12 and 20. And then we're going to move to Romans, the 6th chapter, and we're going to read one verse of Scripture. So Romans 5, amen. We're going to read together verses 6 through 8. Amen. For when we were yet without strength, in due time, Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die. Yet peradventure, for a good man, some would even dare to die. But God commandeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Amen. Can we skip to verse 12? Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. And go to verse 20 right now. Amen. Moreover, the law entered that the offense might abound. But where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. Now let's just go to chapter 6 and verse 23. Amen. Chapter 6, verse 23. Let's read this together. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of the word. And the church says, the word of the Lord is blessed already. Amen. Right now, we're going to do a little something different. Amen. If I can have Usher, Brother Deacon on this side, maybe, and Minister Bloomfield here, and maybe one more, Brother Danny. If y'all can you all do something with me? We're just going to pass something out, right? I have, now be careful with these. I have this open right here already. Those are safety pins right there. And these right here, just pass everyone. If everyone would just please, and make sure they get them up here and over here. Take this, and I'm going to ask that we just, everyone take a safety pin and one of the red cloths, and I'm going to give mine, and we're going to put it on us. If that's okay, you're just going to pin it to yourself. Now, when you pin it to yourself, pin it anywhere, but pin it in a way where you can see it. We have our marching orders with that. Is that all right? It's for a reason. We'll get to it. Please make sure that you don't, and you don't need two pins. All you're doing is pinning this to yourself. And make sure, if you can do me a favor, make sure you don't stick yourself. Is that all right? As we're doing this, can we multitask on this afternoon? Is that right? In Proverbs, the 17th chapter, reads, a merry heart doeth good like a medicine. Amen. So while we're doing this, and I don't want you to poke yourself, I just want to share a couple lighthearted moments from at home while we're doing this. Amen. Is that right? Brother G Baby on the other day asked me. He asked me, he said, have I seen the no eczema cream? This was just lighthearted moment. He asked me if I saw the no eczema cream. Brother G Baby, can you raise your hand so everybody knows who you are? This is my son. That's Brother G Baby, as we affectionately call him. Amen. So I was confused. I said, Brother G Baby, what on earth is no eczema cream? I said, what is the, I don't know, it's something you put on your face, he says. Helps clean your face and take care of pimples and things. Brother G Baby, what color is it? Can anyone guess what color he said it is? Well, he said it's in a blue container. Are you following me? Brother G Baby asked for No eczema. No eczema for you. Just a little lighthearted moment. Amen. It's Father's Day today, right? Well, come to find out, Brother G Baby was asking me for Noxzema. We have one Brother G Baby. So as it is Father's Day, a good father, amen, will get their children what they need, right? When it's good for them. Kind of like our Heavenly Father. So in front of all you good folk here, I just wanted to present Brother G-Baby. If you could come get your no eczema free, Brother G-Baby, please. I'm just trying to show in the meantime that I can be a good father sometimes. Is that all right? It's good to laugh sometimes in the house of God. Is that all right? Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. There's one Brother G-Baby. That's yours, brother. There is one Brother G-Baby. While we're doing this, does everyone have one? Does everyone have a cloth and you pin it to yourself in an area where you can see it? Is that good? Today we're just using this. Amen. When you see this, right? When you see this, I want you to think to yourself. And I want you to say to yourself, wherever you put it, if you put it on your leg, if you put it on your arm, if you put it right here, I just want you to think to yourself. We're just using it symbolically today. I just want you to think to yourself, but grace. Can you say that? But grace. Can you just, wherever you put it, can you just look at it right now and just think to yourself and say, but grace. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I want to point something out to us as this came to me. I want to go to Exodus, the 12th chapter. Amen. And this is just a little thing where this is just a reminder. Amen. A reminder of God's grace. Just for today. Anybody doesn't understand what's going on? Just for today. When you look at this, just think for me. Just think God's grace. Can we do that? Hallelujah. We want to go to Exodus, the 12th chapter, really quickly. Amen. And we just want to just look at two verses of scripture in Exodus, the 12th chapter. Amen. And I went with red for a reason. I don't know if you all are like me, but sometimes nosy people just get under you a little bit. Just a little bit. Can we be real? I'm trying to do this as it was coming to me, and I love my wife to death, but she's just so nosy. So in order to do this, right, Brother G-Baby helped me. He didn't know what was going on. He said, Dad, what is this for? I'm just doing this as it came to me. So we go out to Joanne's Fabric, and my wife just needs to know, well, what are we going here for? What do you have to get from here? I just have to get red cloth. Oh, what do you need red cloth? Can I just get red cloth? I got to get some safety pins. I got to get red cloth. Amen. Then we go to Price Chopper. I'm getting a no eczema cream. She doesn't know. I'm like, babe, just stay in the car for a second. I'm just going to run in real quick and I'm just going to grab something. What? Just nosy people. Thank you, Jesus. It's all good. I love it. I love it. Amen. Amen. Exodus chapter 12, just verse 12. I went with red with this for a reason. Amen. For I will pass through the land of Egypt this night. And will smite all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both man and beast, and against all the gods of Egypt I will execute judgment. I am the Lord, and the blood shall be to you for a token upon the houses where ye are. And when I see the blood, what color is blood, saint of God? What color was the blood that ran for you and I? Over you, and the place shall not Hallelujah. But we just want to take a look now back to our reading, Romans, the fifth chapter. Amen. We're just going to examine that for a second, and then we're going to get into the subject matter. Amen. Chapter 5. Hallelujah, hallelujah. The grace of God. Amen. Verse 6 reads, we're just going to examine this for a second. For when we were yet without strength, in due time, Christ died for the ungodly. Not the godly. Christ died for the ungodly.
That is good.
For scarcely for a righteous man will one die. You know what that said? If there's a righteous man, you might have some out there that might think about it. It's going to be a tough decision, but for a righteous man out here, somebody might say, hold on, he's a righteous man. I'll lay down my life for a righteous man. Amen. And it says, yet peradventure for a good man, some would even dare to die. You know how we've heard of people trying to take the bullet for the president or something like that? Amen. The scripture, we're not calling the president good, we're not calling him bad. We're just saying, for the purposes of just understanding, the scripture says, peradventure for a good man, yet some might lay down their life. Amen. Just get that understanding. But God commanded his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, we were unrighteous, we were not good. But it's more specific, he says, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. Let's look at verse 12. Wherefore, as by one man, sin entered into the world, and death by sin. And so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. So, saints of God, the scripture is explaining to us that just by being born because of one man, Adam's sin, hallelujah, sin and death enter into the world. So when we were born as babes, amen, we came out unclean. Do we have that understanding? Now let's just examine verse 20 and then verse 23 of chapter 6. So verse 25. Moreover, the law entered that the offense might abound, but where sin abounded, chapter 6, verse 23 together. Wherefore, as by one man sin
in U.S. prisons to announce a condemned prisoner being walked to the place of execution or death. That's where Dead Man Walking came from. You're on death row, and when they have that prisoner all shackled up, walking to this place of execution or death,
the person, the man, the woman that's walking to death row, how them. Now understand this. We are all, now we went to execute our judgment, right? What we were supposed to be served, our sentence, okay? God broke every chain. He loosed the chain. But understand this, saints of God. Some kind of way I found out that we are all still dead men walking. What do I mean by that? In Romans chapter 6, verses 3 through 4, reads, do you have that? Yes. Know ye not that so many of us as were baptized in Jesus Christ were baptized into his death. Therefore, we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. Now verses 6 through 8 reads, knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. This is why we are still dead men walking, even those that got baptized. Okay, verse 7 reads, for he that is dead is freed from sin. What? He that is dead is free from sin. Verse 8 reads, now if we be dead with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him.
That they wind up back on death.
They're back on death row. If everything could have stopped when we were buried with Christ, if at that moment we can experience heaven, if at that moment we can go up and feast on milk and honey, at that moment if we could sit at the welcome table, be up there with Jesus walking the streets of gold, hallelujah. Unfortunately, life doesn't end there. But it's just the beginning. When we go now, hallelujah, we're buried with Christ. Unfortunately for all of us, we can't just transport to heaven like on Star Trek or something. Unfortunately for us, life really begins. And it is here where we find the accuser of the brethren, whom Revelation 12 speaks of, going up before God day and night. Hallelujah, accusing us. Imagine being in that courtroom. Imagine that scene. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Glory to God, hallelujah.
The devil using props. Amen. The courtroom is set up and the devil has pictures showing God. Amen. When he gave of himself as Jesus and came down, showing him photos of his body, how brutalized he was, just reminding God of what he went through for you and I. Just imagine the court scene. You know they have exhibit A and exhibit B. Imagine the devil's exhibits that he would place before God to try and accuse us day and night, going before God, trying to accuse us. Photos of the crucifixion. Hallelujah. Reminders and photos of when we fell. When we were someplace we weren't supposed to be. Hallelujah. Imagine being in that court. Hallelujah. Imagine hearing the devil prosecute us day and night before the Lord. Telling him how we're no different than the soldiers and the people that brutally crucified him. As in the scriptures, it talks about how when you've fallen into sin, you crucify God afresh. Amen. And put God to an open shame. Imagine being in that courtroom as the devil protrudes before the Lord day and night, trying to accuse us. Amen. Of all the things we've done and why, God, why did you mess with him? Why did you even tolerate her? Imagine that scene. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Imagine a scene as the devil starts to show God how we are accomplices and enablers of them that physically hurt him by doing what we do. Amen. Haven't said the wrong thing. Haven't looked the wrong way. Hallelujah. Imagine that scene.
and looks low, who already knows, right? So imagine that court scene now, the heavenly court scene where the devil is just protruding you and me before God every night, just accusing the brethren. Imagine that. Imagine Jesus sitting there as judge, and we know that he knows and sees all. Just imagine that. Now he already knows what we did. And the devil standing there before him with his props set up and everything, showing him, they crucified you just like they crucified you. How? By doing this, by running with this crowd, by saying this, by acting this way. Imagine that scene. Hallelujah. But not only is he the judge, God's also the juror. Then we watch as Satan parades our accomplices into the courtroom. You know the accomplices? The demons that he set out, amen, to tempt you and I. The things that he used to draw our attention away from God. Imagine us sitting there and him protruding these things, things that we thought were our friends, things that we thought were good too, good for us. Imagine sitting in that courtroom. Hallelujah. Lord, and then protruded in there to testify against you to God of the things that he already knows about you in the first place. Hallelujah. Imagine the scene played over and over again and again, both day and night. Then Jesus, who we at times have put to an open shame, and who knows the accusations against us are true, and as we read in the scriptures, are worthy of death, steps in. Elder Tinsley was testifying earlier, talking about how they were saying he's going to need a lawyer. Now Jesus, the judge, the juror, who knows the accusations that are built against us are true because he sees all, steps in, hallelujah, as our attorney, as our lawyer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He steps in and objects to every ill thing the devil presents against us. I object to that. That's not going to be allowed in this courtroom. As the devil protrudes you and I, saying he did this, he did that, she did this, she did that. And God stands here as our attorney. Stands here fighting for us. Hallelujah. And then he sits up there as judge. It says, dead man walking. Hallelujah. That is our sentence. Dead man walking. But here's my grace. Dead man walking. But the grace of God. Saints, we're not worthy, we're undeserving. Hallelujah. We've read in the scriptures that the wages of sin is death. And it's not that any of us were ever so bad, but we were born on death row. We were born into death row. But the grace of God. Hallelujah. So I ask you to put these on just as reminders today. Amen. About God's grace. Reminders of the blood that is shed for you and I on Calvary. Hallelujah. Reminders that he is the one true God, the true Father of all. Hallelujah. Who is above us all and in us all. Amen. Who is the one true judge. Hallelujah. That in spite of, hallelujah, how we failed him, how we let him down. Amen. He stood there fighting for you and I. I have a question in closing. Who wouldn't serve a God like this? All right.